Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms, it uses matchmakers. Real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Thursdays this June, Pottawatomie presents Summer Treasures. A fortune valued at over $150,000 will be discovered, with single gems worth up to $10,000. Summer Treasures, playing Thursdays June 8th through 29th, only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/treasures to start your adventure. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
From St. Martin's Press,
this is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swung on, hitting the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. 1-0 Cubs. Home run, Wilson Contreras to left.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company at group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
We talk all the time. Players in this league generally get in their prime 26, 27 years old. You know, obviously our two, Chris and Lowry, have, you know, huge upside in terms of development, but, you know, Zach's still a young guy, and he's not even reached his prime yet. So that's what's exciting.
But Bulls boss John Paxson also says it'll take time for the new core to develop, asking fans for patience, saying the team needed to start rebuilding after finding itself in no man's land over the past few seasons. Paxson went on to say if Dwayne Wade wants to secure a buyout, it would have to benefit the Bulls. The Vertical reports the Celtics are aggressively pursuing a plan to acquire both Gordon Hayward and Paul George. Baseball, it's just one game of the standings, but last night's Cubs win over Washington meant a lot more to Javi Baez and company.
Games like this is what we need right now. You know, competition and, you know, playing tight games like this, it make us make adjustments better and, you know, be more in the game.
Baez was a huge contributor in the victory, including a pair of spectacular catches and a two-run double in the ninth. Game two tonight, Jake Arrieta throws for the Cubs while the Nationals go with Max Scherzer. Much more coming up with Theo Epstein live in mere moments right here on The Score. White Sox continue to slip. 11 games under 500 now. They're back at it tonight, hosting the Yankees. Jose Quintana is on the mound for the Sox. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Join Chris Tannehill and The Score this Saturday at Florence and Decor on Oakton Street in Skokie from noon to 2 for their food and fun event. Stop by for fantastic prizes and giveaways. Floor and Decor, everything you need to complete your project, all under one roof. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The pundits still believe, and I still believe, they're going to win the division, but there isn't that swagger that the Cubs can walk with, you know, from last year's World Series after what people have seen for the first 70 games of this season. You know, you've got a lot of average performances, and from guys that you didn't expect them from. Even if you didn't have a track record, you felt like, all right, this is on the upswing here. You got young dudes who are only going to get better, and I still think they're only going to get better, but this season is what it is right now.
Madden said it. We've got to beat good pitchers, or you're going to have two of them at least in this series. prove it. Go do it. You better not give up any extra outs.
Now pick the ball up.
Did he make the catch? Unbelievable play. Javier Baez, one of the best you'll ever see.
He is getting an ovation from the home crowd about this play.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I'm Casper. What do you make of the lineup? This is pretty wacky.
Yeah, it kind of fits into what Joe likes to do and mix and match. Contreras has been swinging the bat pretty well as of late. He's got good speed, so to get Rizzo out of that spot against a lefty, move him down one, have him between Contreras and Bryant. You've got Russell day-to-day. Hopefully he's back in the lineup tomorrow. So you almost have a situation here, guys, where it's whoever's healthy plays.
Then he drives one to deep left. It is gone. I guess maybe every 10 days or so, Joe needs to put somebody in that spot for the first time.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We go now to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run Inn off the grill this summer. Cubs President Theo Epstein is with us on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score. Hello, Theo. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
So when you saw that spring training split squad lineup, I'm not quite sure what was running through your mind, but it's certainly not what you envisioned some months ago, I'm sure.
No, you know, I never lose too much sleep about the lineup itself and the order that guys are put in there. And then, you know, when you're going through a stretch, when you have some injuries, it's a good opportunity for other guys to get a chance to play. And we have prioritized depth and trying to have lots of good players. And I know it sometimes can be the cause of people fretting over things early in the season. How's everyone get playing time? But when you go through stretches like this, you have to make it pay, and you have to win games that you might not ordinarily win without your regulars in the lineup. So I thought last night was a great win, seeing guys step up and play a great game. You know, obviously the bottom of the ninth didn't go the way we wanted it to, but all in all, it was a terrific win for that team and that lineup.
Theo, Dan and I were talking earlier about the fun of watching Javier Baez, and I know that it's a different position that you're in because you're in charge of the team, but in the moment, how do you allow yourself to emote when you see him make those type of plays?
It's fun. If you like baseball, you like watching plays like that and being able to impact the game so many different ways outside the batter's box is exciting. The two great plays, and then the steal at third was a huge play as well. I mean, I was sitting in the stands at one of our minor league games here in Myrtle Beach and had our game on my iPad, watching the big league game on my lap on the iPad, and turned around and showed Jason and Jaron and Kyle the play. I was like, hey, you guys see this play he made right here? And we're showing it around the scout section. So I think anyone in baseball, I actually had a couple of Washington Nationals guys behind me because we were playing the Potomac Nationals and showed them the play too, and they appreciated it. So I think, you know, anyone in baseball can appreciate a play like that.
Another solid start for Eddie Butler, able to overcome some hard shots that he was giving up early. We're to a well-positioned defense, I guess we can say. And you had mentioned before that he was the kind of free agent signing that really is what you had been targeting, this sort of found value. And I'm wondering, as you now approach the advent of trading season, as you mentioned, we're post-draft now, and people are looking around. There might start to be some movement. Are you still in that mode of looking for the Montgomerys and the Butlers, the place where maybe there's something else to be unlocked as a value acquisition?
Yeah, always. I think as an organization, you never want to get out of that mode. I mean, you can multitask, and you know, you stay in on the big fish, and there's a time and a place to go strong and put a lot of your chips in the middle of the table for, you know, someone who's obvious value and a buy high and consistent production who can impact your team. Butler was a trade, by the way. That was
right.
an offseason trade with James Ferris, double A, now triple A reliever, going to the Rockies for Butler. But yeah, I think that's what you always want to do is, you know, you're trying to trade for somebody who has potential to impact your team more than what is obvious at the time. Because if you're constantly trading for guys who are already at their peak, then you're going to, you know, acquire their decline as well. So, you know, that's the pro scouting department's job, really, is to unearth hidden value in guys. And at the same, you know, do that while also recognizing there's a time and place to go get an established guy who can impact us. Those established guys are tough to get at the trade deadline because they usually come at a tremendous premium. And we paid a premium last year. It was the right time and place to get reliable, dependable impact production at the end of the game, given everything else that was going on with our club and things we forecasted to happen after July 31st. And I think if we do that type of a move this year, you know, it's probably likely to be for someone that we can control beyond this year. I'm not sure you're going to see those type of resources go into any kind of rental type player this year.
So what is this current time and place relative to how you described last year's?
I think, you know, our club hasn't played as consistently well as last year's club had played yet. You know, last year's club was, we got off to such a terrific start. We had a lot of players having great seasons. We had just about wrapped up a postseason berth by the time we got deep into trading season. We were already looking at postseason matchups, and we have a lot more work cut out for us this year. Winning is just as important. That's not what I meant by that. But last year's team had earned its way into a position where we were looking to shore up any potential obstacles that could prevent us from winning the World Series. And this year's club, we've played largely 500 ball, and there's just a lot more open-ended questions. So we're looking to we're still looking to upgrade the club. Don't get me wrong, but there's more areas to address, more issues, and trading significant future value for something that's just only a short-term gain probably doesn't make as much sense. And we're also in a position where, we need to, I think every year you look at the trade deadline as an opportunity to get some of your upcoming off season's work done as well. And the Montgomery trade was a good example of that. So we'll certainly be in that mode as well, this trade deadline.
How does proximity to winning a division versus maybe being a wild card team affect how you approach the trade deadline?
I think you can be a little bit more aggressive when you feel you have a legitimate chance to win your division. And if you're, if you have conceded the division or something and your only hope is sort of an outside path in through the wild card, it's a little bit harder, again, to spend too many resources on a rental because, you know, you have a coin flip chance of you know, having your postseason be only one game, assuming you get in there. We're not in that position this year. You know, the division, of course, is very much on our mind. That's our first goal.
When Kyle Schwarber is toiling in the minors, trying to put himself back together, how closely do you want to watch every single at bat? And I know it's due diligence to make sure you see every swing and every pitch, but also doesn't it have to breathe a little bit? I mean, the fact that you wanted him to reboot mentally by taking some time off, that this, it might be a little longer term reclamation here. And as much as you want to have that stick back in on the major league level and contributing to a contender, do you really have to guard against doing something rash or hurried?
Yeah, I think it's important to take a step back and look at the big picture. And, you know, you're certainly not going off results down there. You're not putting any type of immediacy on it. You want to make sure that this process is undertaken the right way and that he becomes a hitter that he has been his whole life, essentially, and that we know he can be. And whether it takes, 10 days or a multiple of that, or your weeks or months, it doesn't really matter as much as it happens, and that he takes the steps necessary to get himself back. So, you know, me watching video of his at-bats, the way I watch video of all our other minor league at-bats of note the next morning, that's just a click away. That doesn't affect anything. But I think what's important is that we have an effective process, that he has the resources around him that he needs. And sometimes that means less is more, too. Sometimes that means giving a player space or making sure he has one voice instead of 10 voices in his head. And with John Manley leading the way and communicating with Andy Haynes, the minor league hitting coordinator, and our AAA staff, we have a plan in place, and it does not include timelines or any type of immediacy at all. It's all about getting Kyle back to what we know he can be.
You've talked about how the process of development is not just a straight line, that there can be bumps in the road. But you've also had a pretty good hit rate with guys that you've called up and have stuck here, even with Ian Happ, for example, sticking here longer than maybe even you thought he would. So with all that success around him and Kyle being able to see other guys coming up, succeeding and sticking, what type of conversation did you have to have with him and say, look, this is normal?
Yeah, a very straightforward conversation. I think it's just, you know, reminding him that it's normal and reminding ourselves and our fan base and everyone else that this is normal. And, you know, Happ is a good example. He's having a similar first couple months to what Schwarbs had, you know, a couple of years ago in 15. And it doesn't mean the process is over. You know, there's going to be adjustments that lie ahead for him the way there are for every young player. And just because we've had guys come up here and stick and progress and win a World Series doesn't mean it always lasts that way. No one's out of the woods. It's Major League Baseball. It's the most competitive baseball in the world. These are the best players. They will find your weaknesses. They will exploit them, and you have to be able to adjust back. And then there are things that happen, you know, to established players, not just young players, but established players have bad stretches, bad seasons as well. So, of course, for a young player, especially one who's coming off a missed season due to injury, there are going to be bumps in the road. And this was a particularly deep one that he had a hard time getting himself out of. And so the best way, I think, to look at this move to AAA is as an assist to him, to provide him a new environment and a chance to take a step back, which are just tools, in this case, necessary for him to make the adjustment and rediscover himself, tools that weren't available to him at the big league level.
Something we've been talking about a lot this year is the secular change with hitters in baseball, and for whatever reason, and we can discuss the reasons. There's some credible theory as to the ball having an increased coefficient of restitution that's making it bouncier, the fact that it might be slightly smaller, the seams a little bit lower, the understanding of launch angle, and the numbers are all there since August of 2015. What's going on with fly balls becoming home runs? How is that reality, this baseball, for lack of a better term, climate change, how is that affecting the way you scout, the decisions that you make on hitters, pitchers, the way things might fit in your ballpark? Or are we still coming to grips with this data?
I think still coming to grips with it. I mean, the fact that there are fewer balls in play, right? There's a lot more home runs. There's also a lot more walks and strikeouts, changes in essence, the very nature of the game, the very sort of value of defense and the way you understand the relationship between pitching and defense. And also, you know, the way you understand the relationship between hitting and base running when it comes to run production. So, it's important when you look at these sort of macro factors to understand where you are in the cycle and whether they're stabilized or where it's going. Because oftentimes if you start just reacting to the current climate, then you end up shaping your personnel in a certain way that might be out of date by the time those players' skills end up manifesting at the big league level. So it's something that you keep tabs on. It's something that you spend a lot of time thinking about, sort of big picture philosophy, whether, say, you know, a four-seam fastball or a two-seam fastball might work better in this type of environment, what types of swings you're seeing at the big league level, at the minor league level, what you think the game will look like 5 years from now when it comes draft time or it comes time to talk about your off-season and putting together types of players that might fit with your club, types of clubs that you want to build to fit in this environment. But there's no answer. There's sort of speculation, and it's important to just keep tabs on the macro factors that contribute to the environment the game is being played in, where you think that's going.
How did you learn patience as a leader of an organization when it comes to roster construction and adding or subtracting throughout a season? How long did it take for you to understand that you don't have to pull the trigger all the time or when to make a move?
Probably just by making mistakes along the way and being overly reactive. I used to travel with the team, with the major league team, a lot more. And that I found for me contributes to me being overly reactive. So like when something is really going wrong or a player is playing poorly or not stable and other players are reacting to that and you lose a couple of games because of it and there's this sort of sense of panic around the team. You have to, you know, a reliever blows a couple saves on a road trip and there's a sense that you can't continue as is. Status quo is completely unacceptable. And you feel that when you're right there, you know, 50 feet away in the clubhouse, near the dugout, chatting during BP, after a game in a tense clubhouse, having to deal with the narrative that's so expertly presented by the media on a day-to-day cycle. And you feel that and you tend to overreact to it. You tend to believe that narrative that the status quo is totally unacceptable when the bottom line is that baseball is a lot like life. And you, no matter what happens at the end of the day, you know, you sort of look at the big picture, you look at the things that are most important to you, you go to sleep and you try to do better. You try to do better the next day and things change every day. And that's the way it is with baseball too. Things stabilize. You know, you can look at any one element of our club, take the starting pitching, right? You know, go wind the clock back 2 weeks. A lot of people were panicking about the rotation that, you know, just it can't go on. We need to make some changes and this is going to be the sort of Achilles heel of the team. The bullpen was doing a great job. The rotation was really bad and for a stretch. And then I think we rattled off 2+ weeks of really good starting pitching. It's just, it's not because we knew better. It's just that you know that you have to give it time and things change and the game is really cyclical. So when you make mistakes by overreacting, you discover tricks to help you get perspective, whether it's people around you that you know will keep you disciplined, or that you know will remind you of the big picture. It's going off to see your minor league clubs. You know, before the trade deadlines, you can get a little distance and watch the game on TV instead of in person. Or it's just reminding yourself of things that you've done in the past that have been overly reactive.
Lastly and briefly, just a reset on where Addison Russell is as far as the status of his shoulder and what your medical people know about that and what you know from MLB in its quasi-investigation of the allegations.
Yeah, no news from MLB on that front. And with his shoulder, my understanding from our medical guys as of last night was that he would be cleared to play today. I know he's not in the lineup. It's just being conservative with him to give him an extra day and let Javi play short today, but that it was sort of a short-term flare-up and something that can be managed, and he's already in a position where he could play if we needed him to, so he should be fine going forward.
Theo, thank you as always. Look forward to talking again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.
That is Theo Epstein, the president of the Chicago Cubs. That is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. And you should be checking out our live video stream at 670thescore.com. It is brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. I want to get your reaction to that. 312-644-6767. There was some good stuff there. When he used the word months when talking about the Kyle Schwarber, potentially.
Well, he started with multiples of 10
days. Yeah, first 10 days, then multiples of that, then weeks, then months, allowing for that possibility.
Sure.
And his assessment of where this Cubs team is, which may inform moves that are not made to optimize this season.
That's why I asked him about the proximity to winning the division, because it's clearly more valuable
sure.
to him than sneaking in as the second wild card team. And right now they're a game out.
312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show with Lawrence Holmes in today. We'll get your reaction and we'll try to unpack some of that stuff next on The Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg!
By Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com/BBQ.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Kidde, worry-free smoke and CO alarms. The NBA had their first ever NBA award show last night, and while it was not necessarily the smoothest production ever, it was pretty good, at least better than the way they used to hand out the awards at pressers at random times throughout the postseason. And of course, the biggest award last night was the MVP, the award that had been debated all season long, and in the final voting, as it turns out, it wasn't close at all. Russell Westbrook dominating James Harden to win the MVP award going away. And I'll be real, I was riding with Harden for much of the season because the numbers were close and his team was better. But late in the season, Russ changed my mind. There was no way to ignore what that guy was doing. First player since Moses Malone in 1981 to win the MVP award on a team that won fewer than 50 games. He just did too much to be passed over. He was the MVP this year. I'm Jim Rome.
Celebrate this 4th of July at the All-American Celebration at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. They'll be fun for all ages with kids' activities, a huge selection of food provided by local restaurants, vendors, and food trucks, the Miller Lite Entertainment Pavilion with live music, and a huge fireworks display with Jim Cornelison singing the anthem. The All-American Celebration is one of the biggest and best in Chicago, Tuesday, July 4th, beginning at 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Napa Know-How.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa Know-How. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa Know-How, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, the velocity's been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that. But the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Flash Open House.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
We've changed our direction. We were not satisfied with being middle of the pack, kind of in no man's land, and so we defined it. And I think that, you know, you ask for patience because it's going to be, as you see with teams that do rebuild, it takes time.
Bulls Vice President John Paxson with a realistic assessment of where his team is going.
I think if you do it in the right way with high character people, which we're going to do, and you put a team out there that Fred, he and his staff have done a terrific job already this summer. They just keep demanding that these guys play the right way, work hard every day. They'll see a product out there that I think they can be proud of, and we'll see hope.
That hope depending largely on the players the Bulls introduced today. Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and Lauri Markkanen. Paxson also saying a Dwayne Wade buyout possible if it benefits the Bulls. No decision yet has been made on Rajon Rondo. Baseball, there's a sense around the Cubs that last night's 5-4 nail-biter victory over Washington was no ordinary win for Theo Epstein's team.
When you go through stretches like this, you have to make it pay, and you have to win games that you might not ordinarily win without your regulars in the lineup. So I thought last night was a great win, seeing guys step up and play a great game. You know, obviously the bottom of the ninth didn't go the way we wanted it to, but all in all, it was a terrific win for that team and that lineup.
Hayward, Russell, and Zobrist all were out with injuries, and the Cubs still won. Epstein, I guess, with Bernstein and Goff. The Cubs play game two in Washington tonight. Jake Arrieta and Max Scherzer, the starters. Anthony Rizzo back in the leadoff spot. Chris Bryant in right field. Miguel Montero is the catcher. White Sox try to snap a four-game losing streak tonight. They're hosting the Yankees. Jose Quintana gets the ball. Now at CC's, bring the party home with three medium one-topping pizzas to go for just $4 each at participating locations for a limited time. Purchase minimum of three pizzas. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Sometimes you make bad decisions.
Try this ghost pepper.
Well, sure, I eat spicy stuff all the...
Luckily, Minute Mart has any size cool cup for 99 cents.
Better.
Refill now.
Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
So the always transparent and thoughtful Theo Epstein gave us no timetable on Kyle Schwarber's rehabilitation stint. Mentally, physically, whatever he is going to try to get back to being, it might take some time. And my critical takeaway from that was his explanation when the Cubs made the moves they made last year, it was with an understanding of just how dominant they were and how it was. I think what he was saying was it was worth giving up on Gleyber Torres to get a guy that could nail down the ninth inning for you because they really thought they had a great chance of winning the World Series last year. Maybe they don't this year. And I think we heard from somebody who knows that this year's team, and he said it, that this year they're not as good this year. They can still win the division. They can still win the World Series.
They absolutely
but
could.
But it does mean that you might want to marshal your resources a bit differently when it comes to making sure you're being fair to also having the ability to bolster other teams down the line within the window.
Yeah, and we're at a half a season now. You know, it's still early. Now you're at 76 games. You're talking about legitimately a half a season of baseball, and it hasn't gotten better. Although, and another thing that Theo pointed out, at least their starting pitching has been better. And you've seen guys go longer into games and look a little bit more dominant. You still worry, you know, the Kyle Hendricks is not healthy enough to help you. But they've at least put the offense in a position where they don't have to necessarily go out and score 8 runs to win a game. So that's improvement. I think a lot of this too is the because it's a new chemistry set. Like there are so many little added things that go in and some subtractions that have to be accounted for as well, that all of this still needed some time to kind of create whatever it is this season is going to be. And now you might feel comfortable if you're the front office of the Cubs saying, we're not that good, but we still have a chance to win this division. And maybe if a couple things go our way in later in the season and into the playoffs, a chance to win the World Series. A
segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Yeah, I think it's the question of keeping your powder dry or not. And do you admit to yourself, look, maybe it's not the best idea to do everything we can do to make the 2017 Cubs as good as they can be? Look, and call it what it is. I don't know that that can be said. But maybe.
But isn't there a middle ground though,
yes.
Dan?
Where of course there is.
You know that you're not going all out to necessarily win the 2017 World Series, but we could use a leadoff hitter. And how different do things look if we go out and we get a leadoff hitter? What do we have to give up to get Sonny Gray, for example? And would that be, in our estimation, a mortgaging of a future? Because I don't think that it would be. I think that right now the Cubs could go to the A's and offer them something significant, but not something that's going to blow people away and go, I can't move. The Cubs are really going for it this year to pick up a pitcher who's got value like Sonny Gray. That's what I'm wondering. Like, where is the balance in that? Because I think that you do your team a disservice if you felt like there were some moves you could make to make them a more formidable opponent to win, your fan base too, a formidable opponent in the postseason, and you didn't take the opportunity. Now, I'm with you on the idea of you don't go crazy on this because the team might not be that good. But if there's simple tweaks that you can make or stuff that doesn't handicap you and your long-term view, which is what these guys do.
And with every draft, you're getting more assets and you have an opportunity to continue to stockpile. And it's funny, I had more time with Theo to talk about it. He's down there in Myrtle Beach with is that a South Atlantic League team?
I believe so.
Where when I used to work in the minors, post-draft time was really nervous time and able because those are the guys that are coming to take your jobs. And as much as we talk about prospects, the truth about minor league baseball is that very few people actually matter. It's almost all just fodder, almost all just filling out teams to play games so you can have leagues and have enough of a system to produce the handful of guys who are going to make it out. And a lot of careers end with every draft. There are a lot of guys who are released, and unless they want to play in the Frontier League or play for a couple hundred a week and hold a job somewhere, it is really nervous in low A when there's another draft that comes around and you see the names and some third baseman's like, Oh man, they took four third basemen.
I'm out.
Right, and I've talked to guys at, right after the manager has told them that they're being released entirely, not sent down to extended spring, but they get that message. And you're talking about some guys who were college stars. You guys who all they wanted to do their whole life was play baseball, and here they are at 20, at 21, at 22. And they're being told that this organization has no use for you. And that's all over professional baseball. And it's a lot of people. You know the number of people that played minor league ball who are good enough to actually have a pro contract and play minor league ball? And the draft occurs, and you had your day. You had your day being drafted, and your hometown gets excited, and your parents are beaming, and you get, maybe you're $20,000 sure. signing bonus or whatever it is, or somebody from a shoe company sends over a bunch of equipment for you, and you think, wow, I'm a professional baseball player. And then for 95% of these guys, that call comes, it's like, nope, your dream is dead,
and you have to start thinking about
he died in the field.
Do you want to still be involved with professional baseball? And there are ways to do it, and the Cubs as an organization are littered with guys that were longtime minor league players that now find themselves as scouts or special assistants or whatever. Did you take enough of an interest? Did you pay enough attention? Or do you have a good enough relationship with someone to say, all right, well, you can't do it, but you might be able to help us find people who can.
Or you get a recommendation letter and you end up doing something for the Phillies or the Rockies. Or there are a lot of jobs in baseball. It's just, it's you hate to see it with some of these kids that can't. They realize how hard it is.
When you see someone's dream die, it's hard. And it takes something special in any of us. And it doesn't have to be baseball. In any of us, that when someone tells us that the dream is dead, you have to make the decision of, do you believe them? Do you believe, well, these guys think I'm terrible, but I don't think I'm as bad. And are you going to be given the opportunity to prove it once again that you are or you aren't?
At some point today, between now and 5:30, we are going to give away a foursome to play with a cart at either the Brute or Highlands in the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. When we come back, I want you to think about this, because MLB.com put a list together based on, now, this isn't estimation, this is based on actual measurement, the fastest players in baseball, fastest base runners by position.
Okay.
The fastest base runners by position. And there are some locally familiar names on this list. We'll see if you can think of those that might end up in the top three at their position. Some might be obvious, some maybe not, because it's a breakdown by position. So we'll see how many of those you get right next on The Score.
MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Friday at 1 on The Score.
Look at our division right now, and it's like nobody's really taking control of it. It's just kind of, back and forth. Guys are winning, guys are going on losing streaks. So hopefully we can grab this division and take control of it.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the World Championship.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. It's spring, and if you're like me, when you're not working, you're looking around the house thinking about all the projects that need to get done. A lot of times, those projects end up on credit cards and risky home equity lines of credit. This year, don't make that mistake. Home values are rising, and interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year. Find out how much money you can get out of your house and apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer,
she wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber's supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
See manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Man, you notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Come on, B! Come on! Come on, B!
MLB.com published MLB's fastest base runners on, by position. So what do you think the fastest position is?
Shortstop. Center field.
Center field. Shortstop's actually third. That surprised me, because I would have said shortstop or second base was second. In fact, oddly enough, left field was second.
Really?
Yeah. I think players in general are probably getting more athletic. They're not a lot of teams are sticking Schwarber types out in left field anymore, where you used to be able to, you know, put a first baseman type and just give him an outfielder's glove and put him out there. But right now, the average speed is 27 feet per second.
Okay.
That's across all base runners. And per position, center fielders are at 28.2 feet per second. Catchers and designated hitters just below 26 feet per second. So on average by position, not a lot is separating these guys. And within positions, you're getting some big differences in the top of a given, like the cream of a certain positional crop is different than others. Of the fastest position, of the center fielders, number one is whom?
Billy Hamilton.
Indeed. 30.1 feet per second. There's no surprise here. Second is Byron Buxton, at 29.9, and third is Bradley Zimmer at 29.8. Shortstops, number one, Trey Turner.
Tim Anderson.
He's tied for second. Very good. He's tied with Wilmer Defoe.
Oh, yeah.
From Washington.
Not to be confused with Willem Dafoe.
Not to be confused. Well,
yeah. I mean, although you'd love to be confused.
Congratulations if you are confused with him. But yeah, so Tim Anderson at 28.5 feet per second is one of your fastest base running shortstops. Those left fielders, number one is Delino DeShields.
Okay.
Comes by that, honestly. His dad could run too. Alan Cordoba. The Chrysler Cordoba with the rich Corinthian leather is at 29. And then Ben Revere is at 28.8.
And Ben Revere, how much time did he spend in center? He spent some time in center, sure. Right?
Among second basemen, not surprisingly, I don't know if you'd come up with this off the top of your head, but a guy the Cubs just saw and dealt with. When you see this guy at a routine ground out, you realize that was not a routine ground out because he almost beat it. That's D. Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
D. Gordon at 29.3 feet per second. Alan Hansen and Whit Merrifield.
Made up player.
Second and third.
I'm convinced that Whit Merrifield is not a real guy.
Well, we thought that
he's a name-generated player.
That was like Jeremy Hazelbaker?
Yeah, same thing. Made up dude.
Jason thinks that about White Sox catcher Kevin Smith.
Yeah, because he spells it weird. You know, it's Kevon, right?
Kevon, yeah.
Yeah. Whit Merrifield, anytime, like, he had, like, a game-winning hit earlier this year, and I was like, it didn't happen because that guy doesn't exist.
Because he's not real.
It's a guy that you would make up and plug into your game.
Did you see that there was a screenshot of American baseball names that were made up for a Japanese video game?
Whit Merrifield would be one of them.
They were so funny. They were just randomized combinations of American sounding, as if somebody tried to make up Japanese or Korean names.
Like, here's Sam Johnson.
It was like that, but they changed up prefixes and suffixes. It was very funny. So your right fielders, your fastest base runner is Daniel Robertson. He's tied with Ben Gamel.
Bryce Harper?
And then, nope, Scott Schebler is
really?
Third. Yes.
Huh.
Who is the fastest third baseman running the bases?
Chris Bryant.
Yes.
And you know what? He is a terrific base runner.
Oh, the way he cuts the bags too? I mean,
the way he cuts the bag, his jump, his read on the ball, and then his ability to get to, I was just texting with someone about this, his ability to get to top speed.
It isn't just that. You rarely see him chop his stride to make sure he tags a base.
Well, I will say that I am a little worried. Over the last few weeks when he was scuffling, he does lengthen it to get to first. And I'm worried about that.
Yeah, because it's a hamstring.
That's a hamstring or a turned ankle. Like, I want him to be careful with that. But that dude, look, you could have made an argument for Chris Bryant as World Series MVP, and I know he had the two errors, because of his base running, along with everything else he did, but him running the bases the way that he did in Game 7, he is a joy to watch, too. It's a whole different thing than Javier Baez.
Almora has his moments, too. You'll remember the tag up in that game, too, where Almora will be advantageous on the bases.
Yep.
And you know just how fast you are. You don't think you're faster than you are. You know what you're able to get when you can get it. But third base had the slowest leader of any non-DH position.
Not surprising.
So Bryant's number at 28.2 feet per second is described as solidly above average, as you'd expect from a young player athletic enough to see time in the outfield corners, but it's a relatively tightly bunched position that's as close to average overall, more so than any other position.
I'm guessing Wilson Contreras is on this list.
Well, let's keep going here.
Okay, sorry.
Chris Bryant tied for second at Jose Ramirez and Eduardo Escobar. Who do you think is the fastest first baseman?
Well,
the tallest midget.
It's not Jose Abreu.
Oh, no.
So I'll guess Anthony Rizzo is on the list. He's not?
No.
He's also a good base runner.
Will Myers.
Okay.
At 28.5. Yeah. And then a tie between Eric Hosmer and Jeffrey Marte.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There are only five above the major league average in base running speed. And among designated hitters, and this you could probably game depending on who you want to put at it, but Corey Dickerson, Robbie Grossman, and Ricky Weeks Jr. So that brings us to catchers. And the fastest catcher is at 28.7 feet per second. It is a very slow group, but the huge outlier, JT Realmuto. Baseball's most athletic catcher, as well as being the fastest base runner. But Wilson Contreras is only 1 2/10 behind him at 27.5, ahead of Austin Barnes, who's at 27.3. So your eyes do not deceive you. Wilson Contreras is a fast catcher.
I'm going to need Wilson to take something off the fastball.
Yeah, you know, I heard them asking Joe Maddon about that today, talking about the equivalent of a B-hack, talking about a B-throw. Because that's like Sean Dunstan-y stuff there. I mean,
even
you know?
The last out last night.
Yeah, where it's like, hey, dude.
It's like, come on, man. Like, he almost crossed Rizzo up. And, like, you see Rizzo, like, hovering over the base and then, like, kind of falling and being like, okay, I caught it and we're fine and we won the game. But there are times when that's a kid who has got a cannon and he wants to show you. He wants to show you, hey, check this out.
It's like the quarterback that needs to develop a touch on the intermediate passes and screens and stuff and always just firing.
Show me your changeup every now and again. You don't need to give him the old number one every time.
This segment brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop in Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. After the top of the hour, we have edited down and tightened up today's Bulls press conference, not just the introduction of the new players, but kind of a come-to-Jesus meeting for John Paxson. And we'll listen to it. We'll see if there's anything new we can find. And we're going to break down the state of the Bulls as described by their executive vice president.
And we look forward to your reaction via text at 670-11 if you want to hit us up. If you want to hit us up on the Facebook page as well with your thoughts as it's going on, we can go back and take a look at some of your responses and speak to them, and we definitely want to get your phone calls at 312-644-6767.
This is the Bernstein and Goff Show.
From 1 to 6, a pre-Independence Day special on The Score as we replay one of our most talked about shows ever, the Terry Bohr's retirement broadcast.
It has been my distinct honor to be around for this transformation.
With loads of special guests and your favorite Score hosts, past and present.
It's a great group that is assembled here.
You have been the rock of this radio station.
Relive the show that celebrated 25 years of Terry Bohr's Monday 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Everybody listening, thanks for the memory.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
At Continental Toyota, we know selection and low prices are important to our customers. So for a limited time, Continental Toyota is offering zero down lease options on Corolla and Camry. And Continental Toyota has over 450 new Toyotas to choose. Lease a 2017 Corolla LE for $215 a month, or lease a 2017 Camry SE for only $260 a month, both with zero due at signing. Experience the Continental difference on LaGrange Road in Hodgkins, ContinentalToyota.com. 36-month leases, taxes, license, title, extra. Must qualify through Toyota Financial Services. See dealer for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Warranty.